Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
How are you guys doing today? Is everybody doing well? Listen, this is the day before Christmas, and it's amazing. Well, no, this is the day before Christmas Eve. You got it. Thank you.
Oh, Merry Christmas. We love you. We're excited that you're here with us. We want to welcome all of our guests this morning. Can you give all of our guests a hand clap and say thank you so much for being with us? We want to welcome our live stream family. This is our Christmas service. We love Christmas. How many of you love Christmas? I'll be honest with you. I play Christmas music all year long. All year long. Why? Because I love celebrating the birth of Jesus. Why do I love that? My goodness, where would we be without Jesus? We'd have to pay for our own sin. And I don't know about you, I'm not interested. I thank God that Jesus Christ has paid the price for you and I to make sure that we can see and be with Father forever and ever and ever. So why don't we let Pastor Rhonda say hello this morning?
Good morning. It is so awesome that we get to celebrate Jesus together, just keeping the meaning of Christmas fresh inside our hearts as we enter into this service. Let's just full out celebrate Jesus for how awesome that he is. Is he awesome in your lives? Amen. He is so good. Let's lift him high up as this is the celebration of his birth. You know, we celebrate ourselves and other people, but this is the celebration of his birth, his coming to restore our lives. And I am so thankful, so thankful. Everyone in the house, I just want you to just shout out your thanks to God as we celebrate this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are awesome, God. There is no one like you. We celebrate you today, Jesus.
Honestly, the reason I don't give her the microphone much, back when we first got married, she would like, she'd grab the microphone or I would have to throw it down in her hands and she would baby a minute and a half. Now, don't let her preach, or you got an hour under your belly. I mean, it's just gonna, this girl can preach now, amen? Let's open in prayer. Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you, Jesus, so much for coming willing to die on a cross, but willing to come and give up all of your heavenly glory to be with us and to show us that there is a way for freedom. Lord, today we declare freedom in this house in Jesus' name. We declare, God, salvation in this house. We declare miracles in this house. We declare, God, that you are going to show yourself powerful and faithful because you, oh God, we are celebrating for sending your son just for us. So we love you. And as we worship continually, we thank you that your presence will fill this room in Jesus' name. Anointing, we need the anointing. So God, pour out your presence in this place. In Jesus' name, and everybody receiving said, amen. Amen.
Joyful and triumphant, oh.
Come on, you know how to pray. Come on, come on. This is how he comes. He comes in adoration. He comes in worship. He comes in praise. Come on, let's praise for about 30 seconds. Come on and give God everything you have, because he is here. He has come for us, and he will do great things through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe it, just lift your hands and sing this one more time. Oh, come, let us adore. Come on, just the voices.
Oh, come.
Are you all excited about today? Can you do me a favor on your way back to your chairs? Can you welcome five or six folks? Do me a favor. It's very easy just to sit down. This is a holiday that deals with celebrating friendship, happiness, joy. Spread the joy by sharing it with somebody else. Turn around next to you and say, good morning. Welcome to the Christmas service. Come on now, be friendly, be friendly, be friendly. Say good morning to somebody you have never met before.
attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
Decorating the tree.
Why are you decorated?
I mean, it's kind of like, I love decorating trees and I just get really involved.
That's cute.
Yeah. So, sorry.
Have fun with that.
Oh, hey. Look at my halo.
Nice.
We're going to be having Christmas Eve service at 7 o'clock right here. So make sure you still invite friends and family. Let's light some candles. And something new we're doing this year is we're decorating cookies. So come early at 6 o'clock and let's have fun as a family.
Brace yourself for an epic blizzard blast.
New Year's Rockin' Eve takes the country by storm with John Legend, Gloria Estefan, Lionel Richie.
And that is, if you are our guest and you have your phone with you, if you could type in HTGuest to 97000. It's a text. I don't know. I'm new at this stuff. If you'll text HTGuest to 97000, that will help us connect with you. Now, next Sunday is our end of the year bash on Sunday morning. It is going to be a tremendous opportunity for you to come and shout for joy with us. You know, some of you have had a hard year. Some of you had just a tremendous year. But either way, we're going to march it out. Is that all right? So next Sunday is our last Sunday of the month. We just want to remind you, of the year. Make sure you come, and it's going to be a phenomenal service. We don't want you to miss that. Today is going to be exciting because we have all the animals, the nativity scenes out front. The animals are on their way in, and we're just going to have a time and a half. So I want to encourage you, make sure that you get out front and see the nativity. Oh, by the way, next week there's going to be cake and all the ice cream and balloons and what are those things that go, woo?
I don't know.
Besides me. Woo!
Noisemakers.
We're going to have a great time. You might even have one of those big balloons floating around somewhere. So we just want to encourage you. Can you welcome my wife as she receives the morning tithes and offerings?
Amen. This morning, as we enter this time of tithes and offerings in this house, we just believe the word and obey the word that tells us to bring our tithe, which simply means 10%, into the storehouse. So today, we also are if you've prepared and you're part of our family here, we've been preparing for over a month our gifts for Jesus. With all of our gift getting, we wanted to make sure that we gave gifts to the one that we are actually celebrating and the reason for the season. So if you brought those envelopes, this will be the time to bring your tithe and your gift to Jesus forward. I believe we're going to have baskets halfway in the halfway point and up front. So when you bring your gifts, you can bring them halfway or all the way to the front. So stand to your feet. Today we're going to make a supernatural declaration. And again, this is the word of God. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Oh, that's very good, Pastor. Thank you. We have the golden bucket, Andrew, the golden bucket that will be in the center for your birthday gifts for Jesus. So if you want to bring those all the way forward to the front for your birthday gifts for Jesus, let's make that supernatural declaration. Let's declare the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is so powerful. It says when it goes forth, it has to perform what it is sent to do. So as we're declaring this supernatural declaration, I don't know what 2018 held. I just heard testimony of promotion this morning, even in the end of 2018. But as we declare this message, declare it like you're prophesying over your future, over your tomorrow, over your breakthrough, over your blessing. So in this house, we just repeat. So repeat after me. If I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse, and I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. Jesus forward. If you're watching live stream, you can give right along with us. Click on the giving button or even text to give.
Isn't it? Yeah, we'll get one for everybody. We'll do it like the theater, you know, the ones where you can recline. How many would be sleeping if we did one of those? Yeah, you can't have those. Amen. We're getting ready to start the production of His Tabernacle Family Church. We are so blessed. We have such a tremendous team of men and women who've given up enormous amounts of their time to make sure they bring a production that's going to show how much Jesus loves you. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, Jesus loves you unconditionally? Come on, tell somebody else. That means even if you're a mess up, He still loves you. Isn't that good news? How many of you got issues in your life? How many of you are the issue in your life? There is good news. Turn to someone and say, I got good news. Jesus loves you unconditionally. So will you with me be prepared for the production of love?
I know, and it all happened so fast. It was so fast. I mean, one minute she was fine, like every other year, helping us prepare for the holidays, and the next she just...
It's okay. Jack, this isn't the first storm that our family's been through, and, well, we made it through all the rest. We'll make it through this, too. And... we know she's up in heaven with Jesus, so at least we have that.
Yeah, she's really needed up there, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus, you know how our entire family holiday tradition is centered around going to Graham's house, right? The gifts, the cookies, the time around the tree with family. How are we supposed to rearrange that in a week and a half? No, but it's okay. You know, I'm sure with all of your heavenly glory and all of your angels up there, you just had to take Graham too.
Jack, you know that's not how it works.
No, I don't. I really don't anymore. But what I do know is this was the first time that I actually got down on my knees and I prayed, and I prayed for God to heal Graham, but he just took her anyway.
Do you think maybe she got up to heaven and wouldn't want to come back down here? I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's the word of God, Jack. Jesus doesn't take life, he gives it. Graham took care of all of us. We're all hurting right now.
Took care of us. Us. Do you have any idea what it's like to be adopted by a couple that can't have kids? And then, seemingly out of nowhere, God grants them a miracle child. You know how many family photos I was left out of? How many family vacations I didn't get to go on? Just dropped off at Graham's house while you, Mom, Dad, and the boys just drove off and had a great time. I mean, Mom and Dad probably would have given me back to the adoption agency if it wasn't for Graham. You may be too young to remember stuff like that, but I do.
Mom and Dad love you. That's not true. And you and I don't know what it's like to be told we could never have kids, and then bam, back to back to back, three kids right in a row. You're right. I was young. But I also remember how much trouble you used to give Mom and Dad. Fights at school, skipping class, taking liquor out of the liquor cabinet. I mean, Mom and Dad, I think they were just overwhelmed.
They were overwhelmed?
Yes.
Oh, what, they couldn't figure out what to do? Now you're defending them. Unbelievable. You will never understand what it is like to be treated like a mistake. Like a regret. You'll never understand that.
You're right, Jack. I'm sorry. I really am. But we have to be strong here. Your nieces and nephews, they need us to be strong. Mom and Dad need us to be strong.
I don't want to hear that right now, okay? Graham's gone. She's gone. She was my strength.
I know.
She was everything.
I know, Jack.
Uncle Jack, do you think you have any games that I can play on your phone?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
One,
Don't sneak up behind me. Ever. Two, nah.
What are you doing in here? I thought you were watching your brothers.
I got bored.
You got bored? Really?
Yeah.
All those toys out there and you got bored.
Sorry for the interruption, but I just need a moment of your time. We've been going over your grandmother's will and dividing up the belongings in her house accordingly, and besides what's left in here, she's instructed me to give you these. Jack, Isabella.
Oh, thank you. Wait a minute. I'm so confused. If Graham took time to write letters, she had to know she was going to pass away.
No, okay. If Graham knew that she was going to pass, she would have told us. There's no way.
I'm going to tell you, Jack. I don't think I can read this right now.
I'll read it, Mom.
Okay. Fine.
Dearest Bella, if you're reading this, that means I'm finally with Jesus. Although I'm gone, I know our family will be all right because you've been praying for them right along with me, just like I taught you. Our family needs you now that you're the only one who truly knows Jesus. It's time for you to be strong and trust in the Lord now more than ever before. The seeds we've both been planting in your brothers and sisters all these years are finally starting to spring up. Do not give up on them. They're almost ready, even Jack.
Whoa! Pause! What is that even supposed to mean, even Jack?
Uncle Jack, no offense, but I've never seen you go to church. And you may have a few Bibles, but they all have a bunch of inches of dust on them.
Hey, don't talk to your uncle like that. Girl, just keep reading.
I said no offense. Family is the most important thing we could ever have. The whole reason Jesus came was to restore the family that God created in the garden. Even though I'm gone, Jesus can restore our family all over again. With all my love, Graham.
Oh, Graham.
Family. In the Garden of Eden. Okay. there were two naked people eating fruit, listening to the voices in their heads. Okay, sounds like a grassroots concert, you know, not a family reunion. Sorry.
No, that's not true. Greg-Gram used to go over creation with me all the time.
She actually did used to go over creation with her a lot.
Neat.
Yeah. Here, I think this was hers.
Oh, that is Graham's Bible. Oh.
All right. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering.
It's hovering, dear, hovering.
Thanks, Mom. Hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Let's see. Oh, in verse 14, it says, "Then God said,
the lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth."
And that is what happened. God made two great lights, a larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made stars. God set these lights in the sky to light the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And then he made all the animals. There was all kinds of animals in there. There were stingrays, fish of all kinds. Can you even imagine how amazing it must have been? Like, look, Mom, there's jellyfish.
Oh, my gosh.
Coral. Where's Jell's just right there? You!
What? What?
See? Look. Fish. There's a crab. Pufferfish. Turtles. Clams. Flounders. See what you have? See, there's one that looks
this have to do with family and with Christmas? Get out of here. Bye-bye.
Jack? Jack.
What?
Can you just let your niece share the word of God with you just for a minute, please?
Okay, but that's... Okay, I don't mind hearing about God or whatever, but let's stick to the point. Okay. Could I please see Grandma's... Oh, thank you. Oh, Ethan, check. Whatever. Here. The whole reason Jesus came was to restore the family that God created in the garden.
Fine. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Birds, animals, God takes the rib, blah, 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 blah.
Here, let me help you. Sorry.
Okay. Here in chapter 2, the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over him. Verse 18, then the Lord God says,
it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him.
So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He then brought them to the man to see what he would call them, and the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals, but still, there was no helper just right for him. Took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. He then made a woman from the rib and brought her to the man.
Okay, can we, like, speed this up, get to the point, please?
Okay. You see, the point is, Uncle Jack, that God, Adam, and Eve were all like a big family in the garden. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they messed up how the family was supposed to work. Jesus came and rose again, plus we have the Holy Spirit, there's no more separation between God and his family.
Oh, babe, you've been listening in kids' church. I'm so proud of you.
It's a fairy tale.
What?
It's a fairy tale, kid.
Babe, the boys have been quiet for a little while. Can you go check on them for me?
Oh yeah!
Jack. I love you.
Love you.
If you don't want to believe the word of God, even though I know you know it's true, that's on you. But please, please don't tell my daughter that the word of God is a fairy tale.
But don't you see how insane this all is?
No, I don't.
Okay, so how? How is God supposed to reconcile his family to himself and at the exact same time take the only person who has proven to be my true family and a week and a half before Christmas? That makes no sense. None at all. And we may have grown up in the same household, the same family, but we lead completely different lives.
you kept yours, and I lost mine.
Jack, wait. Jesus, I know you didn't take Graham, but I also know she's up in heaven with you right now. My family is so hurt and confused. Please send someone, anyone, who can touch my family, who can soften Jack's heart, heal his wounds. Do what I know only you can do. Jesus, let Jack see that it doesn't matter what his earthly family looks like, that he has you up in heaven. I believe it's done. In Jesus' name.
This is Bella's. No, no. Okay, I know I left it here somewhere. Come on. I mean, really? Did you have to take the letter too? Thanks. Madison, now is not the time.
But I have to tell you something.
Well, go find your mom and tell her.
I did something bad.
One minute. I gotta get ready. Let's hear it. Thank God.
Thought you didn't believe in him.
Shut it. Madison? Did you open this? That's not okay, Madison. You can't just take people's personal property and then go through it. It's stealing. But on the other hand, your mom is gonna kill you.
We don't have to tell her.
You know what happened?
Why not?
Oh, I know you're the one who's been stealing Great Grandma's peanut butter balls before dinner every single year. I've seen you do it. I have photo evidence.
I know you're the one who takes them.
Prove it. How did you get that?
Uncle Jack is from 3 years ago. I have plenty more where that came from.
You got me, kid.
You put Graham in a panic for years. Last year she got so mad and went into warfare, rebuking the devourer and shouting in tongues.
I remember that because she was like stomping, and then she was. It was peanut butter balls, but she was still going in. She had to know it was me, though.
She had no clue.
Oh, man. I should probably read this song. No surprise to you.
Sorry. Then again, before you do that, please let me finish the story of Jesus.
No. Oh, okay, no. I already know the story of Jesus anyway, so Joseph? Yeah, yeah. Mary.
Please let me tell it. Please let me tell it. Please, please, please.
I know the story.
Please.
No, I.
Please.
Shh.
Please. Please. Please.
You are so spoiled.
Yeah.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah of the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
Have been. An angel came and told Mary that she would have a baby, but when Mary told Joseph, he wanted to leave her. An angel came and told him not to, but can you even imagine the dirty looks from people in town? Everyone thought Mary was unfaithful, but Mary and Joseph both knew they were having a baby sent from the Lord. I mean, I know my mom says I'm a know-it-all, but Jesus really did know-it-all. Poor Mary.
Poor Bella, too.
What?
I didn't say anything. There was something in my throat.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, on top of everything else, Mary and Joseph had to pack up and leave for a census. Thank you.
think about it, Uncle Jack, Jesus was kind of adopted too. He came up in a family where Mary and Joseph were his real parents. And I hope that you someday realize that we're all sort of adopted into God's family. Should read the letter from Graham now. I think you'll like it.
Dear Jack, Ephesians 1:5. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Luke 8:29, but Jesus answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." John 1:12, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave them the right to become children of God. Romans 8:14-15. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. This whole time, you've been trying to make me see that I have a true family, and I just didn't want to see it.
I'm so glad that you realized that it doesn't matter what our earthly family looks like. We have a heavenly Father that loves us so perfectly. Hey, let's go finish our Christmas shopping. Come on. Oh, by the way, I saw this really suspicious photo of you and some peanut butter balls.
We shook on it! Matt, Madison, Maddie.
That's what family's for.
Praise the Lord. Wasn't that awesome? You may be seated. Today I get a phenomenal opportunity, and that is that I get to stand up here. It's a privilege of mine to stand here and to share with you what Jesus would want to say to you face to face. You see, that's the great part about my responsibility is that every time I stand here, my job is not to preach a message. My job is to say what Jesus would want you to hear, what he wants to tell you personally. And so many people have been, there's been so much messed up thinking about church, about God. And really, God's plan is so absolutely simple. And it's easy for us all to grasp because we've all been, at least we all desire family. See, God did not send his son Jesus to create a new religion. He sent his son Jesus to create a family. God loves family. You know, for some of you, this is a hard season because some of your family is not here. Some of you, you remember when you were a kid? You couldn't wait to come down the stairs and open your presents, and you were just beaming and you were excited. And let me tell you what I just did. My grandson's not in here. So my grandmother bought me a present back when I think I was 3 or 4 years old. His name was Mr. Maddox. It was like a G.I. Joe cowboy guy. And my wife and I were talking about gifts that we remembered as child. And I remembered Mr. Maddox. And so I got on eBay and I bought my grandson a Mr. Maddox. And he's getting it for Christmas. But you see, I remembered my family. I remembered those moments. And now Julian's going to have an opportunity to remember as well. But some of you are coming into a season where you struggle because of the loss of some of your family, or maybe even the process of not feeling like family, like Jack. But today, God's plan for you is very simple, and that is that He loves you. He loves you. He really does. You can't jump through enough hoops. You can't be perfect enough. He just loves you. He loves you for who you are, but He loves you more for what He wants to make you to be. You see, this whole family reality of who God is and what His passion is found all the way back in the book of Genesis as the story was being told. But the proof of our Father's desire for you and I to be part of His family is found in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. And I absolutely believe it's the saddest verse in the entire Bible. After Adam and Eve sinned, they came to the understanding that they were naked, and they went and they hid themselves and clothed themselves with leaves. There was something that God did every day with His family, and that is He walked with them and talked with them in the cool of the day. But that day was different. That day something had changed. He had told them, don't touch that one tree in the garden. He gave them the free will opportunity to obey or disobey. And that day, Adam and Eve being beguiled, but Adam knowingly took the fruit. And when they had sinned, what the devil had said, remember, he only tells you half truth. You will not surely die. Well, they didn't die physically right there, but their family died right there. That saddest verse is God walking in the cool of the day, and this is what He said. Adam! Where are you? Oh, come on now. We know God knows everything. We know God can see everything. We know where God knew where they were GPS-wise. But that was not the cry of location. That was the cry of loss. See, God feels the loss when you're not part of His family. Not the church, not the religion. He loves you. He wants you. He's after you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that I'm a whosoever, you're a whosoever. We are the people that God is after because He desperately wants us to be part of His family. This is the mind of God, the heart of God, not religion, not tradition, not church. This is the heart of the Father. He desperately longs for you to know Him. He wants to walk with you and talk with you. He wants a relationship with you. What I love about Him so much is that He had a plan already put together. Jesus, the Bible says, is the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. Before God said, let there be, and there was. He already had a plan put in position so that you and I could be restored to Him. You see, the wages of sin is death. That death is more detrimental than physical death. It's more than just a captivated fear of hell and the lake of fire. The greatest loss is not knowing him. The greatest loss is not walking with him. The greatest loss is not having him take care of you. The greatest loss is the relationship. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about because all you ever heard about is religion. You came to church today because either they guilt you or begged you. But today you get to hear the truth, and the truth will make you free. That God's passion for you is that you will be part of his family. And the only thing separating you and I from being his family is sin. What is sin? Sin is law breaking. Sin is independence. Sin is rejection of our God himself. And what he wants for our lives to be safe. And you see, the fact is that somebody has to pay for sin. The wages of sin is death. So there is a final destination for this thing called sin. Listen, everybody in this room, I don't care if you hate God, don't believe in God, everybody can look at the world and see it getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. We need a Savior. Not a crutch. Not a religion. We need love. And we need to be part of a family that if God is for you, who can be against you? A father who's bigger than your natural dad. A father that is always there to take care of you. And he will heal you. He will restore you. He will protect you. He will bless you. He's a good, good father. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says so clearly in John 1:12. Yet to all that receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives them the right to be called children of God. He says, you're not just some foreigner. You're not some stranger to me. But when you accept my son, listen, remember, somebody has to pay for sin. So because Jesus said, if you confess your sins, I'm faithful and just to forgive you and I'll cleanse you. What he's saying is this. Listen, I didn't sin, for the wages of sin is I didn't sin. For he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. He didn't sin, but this he did. He said, listen, I'll die for you. I'll pay that price for you. I'll pay that cost so you don't have to, so that you can be part of a family that is bigger than blood, the blood of man, but it becomes the blood of God. I want to call you my kid, he says. I want to call you my son. I want to call you my daughter. Listen now. Oh, but Pastor, you don't understand. Just like Jack, he was adopted. This is what God says. So you did not receive a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Father. See, today, I don't know where you are with God, but I know this. I know where he is with you. He loves you sincerely, genuinely. You don't have to clean yourself up. You don't have to make yourself something. Listen, this is what I love about a father. They always want to make you, come on now, more successful than they. He says, I call you when you accept me as your father. I call you my sons and daughters. I call you an heir and a joint heir of my son. I call you family. I call you into my household. Listen now. I love Christmas because our doors swing wide at Christmas. We don't just have our blood family there. We have our family there. Some of them this year, some of them are from Texas and Some of them are from Watkins Glen, and some of them from, I don't know where, South Africa. How is that possible that they're a family? Because we accepted him, and now we're family. You might be feeling all by yourself. Listen, you can be in a family, and you can still feel all by yourself, just like Jack. Maybe you literally were adopted, and you're feeling like that spirit of rejection. I have a pastor friend of mine who for years has struggled with, listen, I was adopted. My natural parents didn't want me, but I got good news for you. You got a heavenly father that loves you. He's there for you. This morning, I don't want to offer you religion on this Christmas service day. I want to offer you Jesus. I want to offer you a relationship with him that's real. It's not fake. I want to offer you the ability to be called sons and daughters. And that you can know that you're never alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And I've got good news for you too. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for his family. And listen, if you know somebody who died that knew Jesus as their Savior, they're not gone. They're waiting for you. So today, if you'll bow your heads with me. I just want to pray with you. I want to give you the opportunity to be part of a family. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've made a decision to pay for your own sins. You've made a decision that you don't want to be part of the family. And you're saying, well, I didn't decide that. Listen, all decisions, made or unmade, are still decisions made. Today, if you would like to be part of the family of God, you'd like to be part of the family right here at His tabernacle. Listen, I want you to know that no family's perfect except for God. But you'll be loved. Today, if you want Jesus to love you unconditionally, you want to be part of His family, you want your sins washed away, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you died today, you'd be with Him for all of eternity. I want you to slide your hand up this morning if you'd like to receive this Jesus. Is there anyone in the room? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else in the room this morning? Come on. Not going to wait long. Five, your friend brought you for a reason so that you could hear the truth. Four, come on. This is your moment, your time. Today is the day of salvation. Three, get your hand up. Two, last call. And one. Let's all stand to our feet. We just want to say thank you so much for being here with us. That was pretty good, wasn't it? Amen. Where is Mackenzie Coe? You need to come here, honey. Mackenzie, she actually grew up in the church in a sense. She got here, I believe, when she was 12 years old. Joined the worship team when she was 14 or 15 years old. Now she is our worship pastor, our worship minister. Come here, honey. And she wrote that whole thing all by herself. Right by yourself? You write that by yourself? Mackenzie and Pastor Aaron wrote that. Wasn't that good? And so I just want to say thank you. Are you uncomfortable? Okay. I just want to say thank you, Mackenzie. God has put so many gifts in your life, and we're so proud and blessed to have you as our worship minister. And we just want to thank God for your life. Are you uncomfortable? Are you still uncomfortable? Can you wave at everybody? Could I have one more hand clap for the entire team that put this together? And I want to give a special shout out. It's not just the actors, not just the people who did the props, not just the musicians. It is the sound people, amen. The media team, amen. There's so much that made this happen. I just want to thank God for all of them. And you know what? They did this for you. They didn't get paid a dime. They don't get anything special. I think they did get pizza yesterday, but other than that, personally myself, I don't find that to be a reward. Every one of these people sacrificed so much just for one reason, so you could hear the message that you can be part of a family, the family of God. And we just want to say, we love you. And I want to remind you, tomorrow night, Monday night, is our Christmas Eve service. It's 1 hour. It is a blast. It's a great tradition to start with your family. And what we do is we gather and we have a candlelight service. I speak very shortly. And in and out the door in 1 hour from 7 to 8. If you have children from 6 to 7, they're doing cookie decorating. And they're just going to have a great time and get, you know, maybe moms and dad, they might make you cookies and you get a little chunkier. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to Jesus. So I just want to speak a blessing over your life. I'm going to have the prayer team come to the front of the altar. If you need prayer for anything this morning, I want you to know you're not alone, that we're here for you. The individual that raised her hand for salvation, as we start to leave, if you'll make your way over to Mindy, she's right over on this side. We'll pray with you, encourage you, and strengthen you. Can we pray right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release a blessing on this congregation. Lord, the people that you have called by your marvelous name. And Jesus, we declare that, Lord, each one that's in this room, each one watching by live stream, will know you as their Savior, will follow you with all of their heart, will never turn to the right or the left, but will go all the way for God. And we give you all the honor, all the glory. Let us be the messengers, the ambassadors of this good news around our family tree in Jesus' name, that others in our family will hear the goodness of God in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, we love you. Enjoy your week. Make sure you make it out to the animals and the live nativity.